Now, summertime is a big reading season for a lot of people, whether it's finding a great book to take on vacation or just using those extra hours of daylight to fit in some more reading time. We want to hear what you're reading or looking forward to reading this summer at 800-642-1234. Are you revisiting an old favorite, excited for a new release? Are you into fiction, nonfiction, memoir, something else? Do you need a recommendation? Call in at 800-642-1234. That's 800-642-1234. Elizabeth Curry Chandler is co-founder and editor-in-chief of Goodreads. Elizabeth, welcome back to Central Time.
Thanks.
Well, I imagine working with Goodreads, you're reading all year long. That said, is there something special about the summer season when it comes to reading?
Well, I think it's special because so many people outside of Goodreads want to read in the summer. You know, it's time to go to the beach or on vacation, and it's a great opportunity to catch up on some reading. So we see, even on the site, a little bit of a pop. People love to read.
And is there such a thing as a summer read? Do people look for different stuff for that vacation book? Do you, in particular?
I think it's interesting. There's a lot of different types of summer reads. Some people catch up on that deep classic that they've always wanted to read. Others want something really light and fluffy. Some people try and pick books that are topical. Personally, I'm always just trying to fill in kind of the holes in what I'm reading. I want to read a genre that I haven't normally read or understand better what's going on in the world.
Well, let's start there with some nonfiction then. Michael Pollan, now he's a big name. He's written a lot of food books. His new book is getting a lot of attention, a book on psychedelics, How to Change Your Mind. So what's this one all about?
Well, it's pretty crazy that he's gone from the slow food movement to psychedelics. It's definitely a new direction. But it's a really interesting book because he researches and tries drugs such as LSD, mushrooms, ayahuasca, and DMT. And it's an interesting story because he blends science, history, reportage, travel writing, and very personal stories as he's investigating these substances. And he finds that some are being used to treat conditions such as depression, addiction, anxiety. He also finds an underground community of psychedelic therapists and Silicon tech people who are microdosing, and cancer patients who are using it to eliminate their fear of death. It's a really kind of explosive expose of a book.
Yeah, I know it's probably hard to predict bestsellers and things like that, but it seems like somebody with a high profile and a big name in the book world like Michael Pollan, a topic like this is something a lot of people are probably going to check out.
Yeah, I think it's very topical, and I think he's a great person to tackle the subject with his level of journalism and his easy way of writing. He's very compelling.
I want to look at another nonfiction one that was on your list of anticipated book releases for the season. Very topical, speaking of keeping up with the news of the day, with North Korea in the news all the time. A book called A River in Darkness, One Man's Escape from North Korea, a memoir. Can you tell us about that?
Yeah, this book is amazing. It's a nonfiction memoir by Masagi Ishikawa, and it's a riveting inside look into a very secretive country. He has a Japanese mother and a Korean father, and he grew up in Japan, and when he was 13 years old, his father moved to North Korea, lured by the promises of work, good education, and a higher station in society. And when he arrived there, it was a very different experience. He spent 36 years in North Korea in the lowest social caste and escaped, and then went through an arduous process to repatriate himself in Japan. And our members say things like, it reads like a dystopian novel. It's one of the best firsthand narratives about life in North Korea they've ever read. And one of the quotes that I thought was particularly moving about this book is he wrote that the kind people were the first to die. It's a very intense, fascinating book.
This would be a fascinating read. It is not necessarily your light vacation read that you might be looking for, it sounds like.
No, maybe not if you're looking to relax and just sort of unplug from serious subjects. I do have a recommendation if you really, really want to unplug, which would be The Kiss Quotient by Helen Hong. It's a for romance readers, people who like that type of book. And it's really interesting because it evolved from the author's own journey with autism spectrum disorder. And the main character works as a mathematician and economist, and she wants to get better at sex. So she hires an escort named Michael to teach her all about that, and then also teach her about relationships. And even Roxane Gay reviewed on her site that it's surprisingly original, sexy, and sensitive. And a lot of our readers wrote that it rekindles their interest in the romance genre, and it's sweet and steamy.
Interesting. The Kiss Quotient is the title.
Yes.
Talking to Elizabeth Currie Chandler, co-founder and editor-in-chief of Goodreads. She is sharing a lot of great suggestions, books out or about to come out, summer reads. You can join in at 800-642-1234. Do you need a recommendation, or do you have a book to recommend? It can be something new or something old. Call in now at 800-642-1234. That's 800-642-1234, or email ideas@WPR.org. We have this up on our Ideas Network Facebook page, too. You can share your recommendations there. Let's stick with fiction for a little bit. I'm seeing this one on a few different lists coming out. A thriller called The Death of Mrs. Westaway by author, this is a familiar name, Ruth Ware. Can you tell us about this one?
Yes, she's the author of The Woman in Cabin 10 and In a Dark, Dark Wood, which are some great mystery thriller books about women in the wrong place at the wrong time. And this book is really interesting because it's the first time her main character goes looking for trouble. Usually trouble finds them. But in this book, the main character is a tarot card reader, but she doesn't believe in tarot cards. She just uses her powers and abilities to read people in order to manipulate them. And she receives a letter saying that she's being bequeathed a substantial inheritance. But the only problem is she very well knows that she's not related to that person. But she decides to go to this creepy gothic house anyway and manipulate people to collect the money because she has financial difficulties. And the author actually spoke with us and said that she loves anti-heroes such as Tom Ripley and The Talented Mr. Ripley, and did this book as an homage to many mystery writers that she adores, such as Agatha Christie, Daphne du Maurier, and Patricia Highsmith.
Now, that setup could be a Scooby-Doo episode, but it sounds like it's a lot more than that. Not to knock Scooby-Doo. I like Scooby-Doo.
I do, too.
pretty fun and a complicated lead character, it sounds like.
Yes, yes. And it has a kind of a gothic, creepy house feel. And I think it's the best reviewed site on Goodreads of all four she's written. So it should be good.
I want to bring on one of our callers now at 800-642-1234. We have Kevin with us in Janesville. Kevin, hi.
Hi. I'd like to recommend British author Jodie Taylor series, The Chronicles of St. Mary's. There's like 8 or 9 in the series. It's a little bit of history, romance, comedy, light on the sci-fi, but the time travel kind of series that just grabbed my attention from the first book, and I can hardly wait for the next one to come out every time.
Kevin, thanks a lot. The Chronicles of St. Mary, it's a series. It's great to find a series. He mentioned there's a historical tie, and Elizabeth, you shared some historical fiction with us, a big genre. This one, I'm guessing, might have some natural appeal, a book called My Dear Hamilton by Stephanie Dre.
Yes. So if you can't get enough of the all things Alexander Hamilton, here's another book by Stephanie Dre and Laura Kamoy, the authors of America's First Daughter. And it is a way to view the founding of our country from the eyes of Elizabeth Schuyler, who fell for the brilliant and penniless Alexander Hamilton. And what's interesting about it is you really get a view of their imperfect union. And it's a story about a woman with a lot of strength, courage, and forgiveness. And our readers have called it a rollicking read filled with duels, scandals, battles, balls, and betrayal.
All right, that sounds like a lot of fun. Let's bring on another caller. Jeff is on the line in Onalaska. Jeff, hi.
Hello. I was kind of looking for a recommendation, maybe somebody with like a book with really strong characters and preferably just lyrical or beautiful writing. Do you have anything you know of like that?
Jeff, do you have any authors that you use as kind of a touchstone?
Like John Steinbeck, or I don't know if you know of John Williams. He wrote Stoner and Butcher's Crossing.
Jeff, thanks a lot for the call. Elizabeth, anything leap to mind that might be Jeff's cup of tea?
Well, I love that he mentioned Stoner, because that book is a real classic, and we had a couple people who work at Goodreads who've always called that book their favorite book, so that's kind of a book from the past. I mean, this is a little bit of a side, a tangent, but it still connects. There's a book about Ernest Hemingway that I can recommend called Love and Ruin, which is historical fiction by Paula McLean, who wrote The Paris Wife. And this time she comes back to the wives of Hemingway with a story about the third wife, Martha Gellhorn, who's a fascinating woman who was a war correspondent, who did things like hide in a hospital ship in order to she locked herself in the bathroom in order to cover the Normandy battle. And the book is about their sort of competition, and they were competitors and lovers. And at the end of the book, she needs to sort of decide whether or not she should go pursue her career as a writer or, you know, focus on her marriage. And the author, Paula McLean, is a beautiful writer. So she not only is able to tell the story in a very lyrical, interesting way, but it also features famous writers that he mentioned. And if you don't know anything about Martha Gellhorn, she's a fascinating woman who covered, you know, tons of wars and I think is a model to many war correspondents today.
Strong characters, beautiful writing. Hope that helps, Jeff. Love and Ruin by Paula McLean. We're talking to Elizabeth Curry Chandler, co-founder and editor-in-chief of Goodreads, talking about some great books to read this summer. You can join in at 800-642-1234. Where do you go to get book recommendations? Online, a trusted friend, the library? How do you choose one book to read when there are just so many to choose from? Call in at 800-642-1234, and you can share a book recommendation while you're at it. 800-642-1234, or post on the Ideas Network Facebook page. We continue our conversation all about what books to read this summer. Elizabeth Curry Chandler is co-founder and editor-in-chief of Goodreads. She's sharing some recommendations, and you can join in at 800-642-1234. What books are you looking forward to reading this summer? What books are you recommending, old or new? And how do you pick a book? Where do you get recommendations yourself? Call 800-642-1234 or post on the Ideas Network Facebook page. Back to your calls now. Karen is with us in Cumberland. Karen, hi.
Hi there. It's a really interesting topic. I love books, and I was fortunate enough to hear Louise Erdich, who wrote The Roundhouse and many other Native American books at LCO at the Big Read. And she was at the community college there and, you know, gave a presentation on the book that she had written. And her book is it's tragic and it's funny and it's a spectacular read.
Louise Erdich, that's a pretty big name, Elizabeth.
Yes, absolutely. She's very popular on the site. I mean, if you want to talk about, you know, journeys of various people, we could also talk about the book The Map of Salt and Stars by debut author Jennifer Zainab Dukadar. That's a heartfelt fictional look at the Syrian refugee crisis. It's about a 12-year-old girl who grows up in New York City, and then when her father dies, her mother takes her and her sisters back to Syria. It's a reverse immigration story, and violence erupts, and they become refugees. And it's really interesting because while her story, her current-day story, is being told, the author weaves in a parallel storyline about a 12th-century mapmaker and his apprentice, a North African girl named Sutra. And that's a fable her father used to tell her. And the two stories, the current day story and this fable, follow the same geographical path as they flee Syria. And we also talked to this author on Goodreads, and she told us that she wrote this book partly because she wanted to explore the stories we tell ourselves when we are in pain and see if our stories can help us heal. A really special book.
Thanks a lot for that call. I think we have time for one more. Maggie with us in Prairie Farm. Maggie, hi.
Hi. I was hoping to hear a recommendation for something sci-fi or fantasy written by a woman or a person of color.
All right, I got this one. N.K. Jemisin, The 100,000 Kingdoms. Anne Leckie, her series, I can't think of the name of it now, but L-E-C-K-I-E, both by women, both epic, I would say. Elizabeth, anything leap to mind for you?
Well, I was thinking of a fantasy book by a woman of color that I think is so important that she should know about it. It's a YA fantasy book that the author calls Black Panther with Magic. And it's by a Nigerian-American writer based in San Diego named Tomi Adeyemi. And it is about a girl, Zaylee, who grows up in this fantasy land where they're cracking down on magic. And she has the chance to bring it back with the help of a rogue princess. And she has to outwit and outrun a crown prince who wants to get rid of magic for good. And it's really about a young hero rebelling against a regime. It's getting huge traction on Goodreads. And it really fits into this pattern we're seeing on the site of more diverse voices in YA, both books by diverse authors and filled with diverse voices.
Thank you for that call, Maggie and Elizabeth. That's all the time we have. Thank you so much for sharing these recommendations with us. I appreciate it.
You're welcome. Thanks for having me.
That's Elizabeth Curry Chandler, co-founder and editor-in-chief of Goodreads. She was with us to share some great books for summer reading. You can keep the recommendations coming, by the way, over at the Ideas Network Facebook page.